SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Governor General urges youth to prepare for logistics hub. And in today's Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we learn about Anansi stories. Stay with us. Have you heard the saying, it's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared? Old cliche? Well, it's an important reminder, and today, that's what Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is encouraging young people to do.
For young people must be prepared because of the spin-off of various jobs and opportunities and skills that will come with that, and what is going to happen to your agricultural products. It's all one cycle of activities, and we must prepare ourselves and get our young people in line.
The Governor General says in anticipation of the impact that the initiative will have on the economy, young people must learn how to secure lucrative employment and business opportunities. Sir Patrick Allen was addressing students at the Sydney Pagan Agricultural High School in Elim, St. Elizabeth recently. He charged the principal and teachers to ensure students graduate with the potential for employment in the global logistics hub. The Governor General also encouraged the students to have confidence in themselves and not to allow their social standing to prevent them from fulfilling their potential and achieving their goals.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
With the Vision 2030 National Development Plan as a guide, steps are being taken to ensure business is more competitive and productive in all the island's industries. To find out more about the objectives of Vision 2030 and the role you play in making these a reality, visit vision2030.gov.jm. On the community notice board, the National Blood Transfusion Service and the Sandals Resorts in Negril will be hosting a community blood drive at the Negril Community Center Thursday, June 19. The aim of the drive is to increase the supply of the life-saving fluid in the island's blood banks. Support the drive and give a pint. And here's today's glimpse of Jamaica.
We have to come into our house very early. By 6 o'clock, everybody would be inside. Our grandmother tell us stories about the Bible, and then she give us some Anansi story. Sometimes the Anansi stories make us get afraid. So when we go into our bed now, we scringe up into the corner and cover up our head with the sheet and our feet, because we're afraid the Anansi, this Anansi story, that we're afraid that the man coming back for us and things like that. You know? So in the morning when we get up now, she would say, on a fool like what? Childhood days was joy. Tell my name was Joyce A. Ricketts Samuels. Well, I'm actually 80.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm, or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.